Everything Racing Podcast presents Honest Racing Hype. Netflix has taken over the entertainment world, providing hundreds of millions of viewers an enormous catalogue of engaging, refreshing, exciting content, just like Formula One Drive to Survive was in Season 1. As we get ready for the arrival of the highly anticipated fourth season of the smash hit docuseries, why not sit back and watch the third season, which leaves you with only one question. You know what? I don't want to do it. You want my honest thoughts? Here. I hate this show. It's over-dramatized bollocks. There, I said it. Happy? Right, you know what? Since we're talking about Netflix, let's hype up a few shows of there that I actually like.
Rob, I really don't think this is a good idea.
Do the car sound effect already. Okay, here goes. If you're looking for an incredible sports docuseries, skip right past Drive to Survive and enjoy a show that single-handedly got a lot of us through the first lockdown a couple of years ago. A series so epic, it could make even the most vocal basketball detractor become a Bulls fan at an alarmingly fast speed. The Last Dance. Sit back and be immersed in the incredible story of the Chicago Bulls, by far the best basketball franchise of the 90s, highlighting all of their major stars in full detail. I mean, who am I kidding? This is the Michael Jordan show with a little bit of other shit sprinkled in to pad out the runtime. Be mesmerized by how much of a dick MJ was in his prime. I mean, the guy was trash-talking people playing some throw-the-coin game against the wall. Watch in awe at how one of the greatest sportsmen ever completely dominated his sport, helping take the Bulls to 6 championships in 8 seasons. Sounds pretty similar to one Lewis Hamilton, don't you think? Be annoyed by how underappreciated Scottie Pippen was by, like, everyone. Be amazed by how little of a shit Dennis Rodman seemed to give about the game off the court, but would still destroy the opposition on the court. And be surprised by how damn personally Michael Jordan took everything.
But me being compared to him, I took offense to that. It became personal with me.
So put on your favorite B-ball jersey, get in the snacks, and enjoy, honestly, the best sports docuseries ever made, The Last Dance. Honestly, folks, you don't need to be a basketball fan to enjoy her. What a damn show. Right, what's next? If horror is your thing, Netflix is absolutely full of it. With hits such as Midnight Mass, Haunting of Bly Manor, Haunted, and Scream. Hey, did you know Netflix did a Scream TV show? It's pretty good too. But one horror series stands breakneck, head and shoulders above the rest. The Haunting of Hill House. Watch this genuinely pretty terrifying retelling of the Shirley Jackson novel of the same name, where the only familiarities between the two is that they're both called The Haunting of Hill House. Featuring an amazing cast of actors and actresses you probably hadn't heard of prior to Hill House's release, but they're in fucking loads of stuff now. Watch a show where an entire episode is basically made to look like one full take. Seriously, it's pretty impressive. Where the child actors don't make you want to rip your ears off. I'm looking at you, creepy girl from Bly Manor.
Perfectly splendid. It really is perfectly splendid.
Shut the f*** up. But most importantly of all, a horror series which is honestly pretty damn scary, with amazing jump scares, which I won't include in this episode in case I make and a truckload of secret ghosts hiding in plain sight. Seriously, you're gonna want to watch it again just so you can find all the ghosts. Go ghost hunting. It's good fun. I've watched this show 3 times now and I've still not found them all. So turn out the lights, hide behind the sofa, and enjoy, honestly, one of the best horror shows ever made, The Haunting of Hill House. Though you can probably skip Bly Manor, to be honest. Stick with Hill House. Right, I'll do one more. What should I do? Okay. Lastly, sit back and be thoroughly confused by how complicated American politics is with Netflix's first major exclusive hit, which is almost 10 years old now. Christ, that makes me feel old. House of Cards. Enjoy 5 seasons of some of the most well-written, performed, and shot television you'll ever see. And then absolutely skip season 6. Don't bother wasting your time with that shit. Watch a show which takes the already ridiculously over-the-top American political system and does absolutely jack shit to try and explain it to you. Either get with the program or switch off, you dummy. Enjoy a series featuring everyone's favorite things about American politics, including prostitution. I guess. Adultery. I guess that does happen. Drug abuse. I really don't think that's appropriate. And cold-blooded murder. But perhaps, most controversially of all, enjoy a series where... Look, I'm going to stop. Okay, I'm not going to make jokes about Kevin Spacey. The guy's a scumbag, and we all know it. But he is really good in this, and I love this show. Even if Frank Underwood doesn't half spout off some proper menacing shite throughout it.
The heart can choke the mind when all its blood flows back onto itself.
From the lion's den to a pack of wolves. When your fresh meat, kill and throw them something fresher.
Even Achilles was only as strong as his heel.
Cry havoc, said he who fought chaos with chaos, and let slip the dogs of war.
Seriously, dude, what the f***? So sit back, relax, or sit forward and listen intently, which is probably the smarter option. This show doesn't hold your hand whatsoever. And enjoy one of the best political dramas of all time, House of Cards. I mean, it's no West Wing. And Frank Underwood is no President Bartlet. So sit back in the comfiest seat you have, stick on the coziest clothes you own, and settle in for some Netflix and chill out in front of some of your favourite shows.
Rob, can we please just mention Drive to Survive just a little bit?
Okay, fine, I'll do it. Doesn't mean I recommend this damn show though. Get ready for Season 4 by rewatching Season 3, which is fractionally better than Season 2, but that wasn't hard. Staring at a blank TV is better than Season 2. Scratch your head at the way they try to shoehorn in some random rivalry between Lando Norris and Carlos Sainz. I mean, what? I thought they were best mates. Alright, Netflix, whatever you say. And be, well, amazed by the fact that Romain Grosjean actually spent about 10 minutes in his fiery house after his crash in Bahrain, the way that Netflix covered the whole thing. Seriously, they dragged that thing out for way too long. I'm surprised they didn't try to claim the bloke was topping up his tan or something. Oh, I'm done. I hate this show. You know what? The outro. I'm not doing it. The more we watch this show, the more series they're going to make. I'm done. F*** it. End it. Cut the music. I'm out.